Live from Television Hill in Baltimore, Maryland, you're listening to The Jimmy Mathis Show on WBAO.
We've spent a lot of time in the past talking about Common Core. It's coming under a lot of scrutiny right now. Last week, U.S. Education Secretary Ari Duncan was speaking at the Council of Chief State School Officers in Richmond, Virginia, when he addressed some of the concerns with Common Core, saying, quote, "It's fascinating to me that some of the pushback is coming from sort of white suburban moms who all of a sudden find their child isn't as brilliant as they thought they were, and their school isn't quite as good as they thought they were. That is pretty scary." Secretary Duncan now backpedaling out of those remarks.
Well, I didn't say them perfectly and apologize for that. But again, my point was, historically in this country, we talk about the achievement gap and talk about the issue related to minority children. My point is that children from every demographic across this country need a well-rounded, world-class education. And frankly, we have challenges not just in our inner cities, but in our suburban areas too. And we need to have honest conversations about that.
And Common Core coming under additional scrutiny here in Maryland, as the Teachers Association has filed a grievance over 8,700 teachers on Common Core and the implementation. Right now, we are joined by Harford County Executive David Craig, also gubernatorial candidate. Mr. Craig, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
So we had the protest down at the Nancy Grasmick building earlier in the week. Shortly after that, you've already spoken on Common Core, but you released a statement saying that you were calling for the elimination of Common Core national test.
Yes, the park testing is just one aspect of Common Core right now. Our children do need good education, but education is about what happens between the teacher and the child in the classroom, and that's what needs to be emphasized, not politicians interfering and trying to rule over student achievement or teacher evaluation or curriculum development. And PARC is very inept, really. It's not going to be good. We've already seen in some cases that school testing has declined. That's sending out, I heard what the national educator said about parents are being upset that their children aren't as smart. Well, their children are no smarter or less smarter than because of the tests they're being given. And I can give you some examples. I was a teacher for 34 years, and testing is not necessarily going to show that a student is smart or isn't smart. Some students that are taking a test just get nervous while they're taking the test. It's just unnecessary, and it's also going to be very costly.
Well, look, especially when you're looking at kindergarten to about the fifth grade, I guess different kids learn at different paces. Just because a child may be a little behind in the second grade doesn't mean they're not going to catch up in the third grade. Kids learn at their own pace. To brand and label these kids as falling behind, again, look, I mean, it's an ebb and flow, right? I mean, yeah. Of course, if a child has a legitimate learning disability, they need to be on the radar and you need to take corrective action. But for everybody to fall in these, classifications, grade one, grade two, grade three, grade four, I think at the end of the day, we're going to end up doing a real disservice to our children.
Yes, we are. And last week was very interesting for us personally, not as a county executive or as the candidate for governor, but my wife and I went, it was National Education Week, and we went and saw six of our grandchildren in school, and we were sitting in one class watching, and the teacher was doing a very good job, and there were some questions that had come up on the, on a whiteboard, which is new now, and I watched how the students were doing as math. I watched how they were doing the first question, and I could see, what they were going to do, and almost every child came up with the answer that was wanted. And then I saw the next question. I thought, I can see the kids are going to go in a different direction on this, and I'm pretty sure I know where they're going to go, but that's not what the question is about. So they did that, and the teacher was looking, and all the students raising their hands and saying what the answer was, and then she goes, well, I can understand why you're coming up with that answer, because I'm looking back at question one, but really they want you to go in another. It was not worded well. And then the third question was going to be about explain your answer. So those students, if this had been a real test through PARC, would have gotten the first one right and the next two wrong because they were worded badly, because they were not very good questions. And that should have been up to the teacher to decide what the child is going to be asked to do. There are other situations with the MSA testing that we've had in Maryland for over 15 years where, something happens and let's say the students are going to be learning and being tested about fractions, but the test is in March, but they have the education in May. Guess what? They didn't learn it.
Correct.
That doesn't mean they're not smart. That just means it hasn't been done.
Look, I've had issues with Common Core from the beginning, starting with the longitudinal data system, which is the massive data mining aspect of this, with the park test. But you look right now, you have state senators across the state of Maryland. They're getting hammered by their constituents on this. A lot of state senators on the Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee, they told state school superintendent Lily Lowerly that they're getting bombarded by concerns from teachers and parents. It seems like this thing is beginning to unravel. You have 8,700 teachers are following this grievance. Mr. Dance saying he needs more time to look into it. These aren't fringe fringe issues anymore. It seems like the wheels. It seems like the wheels are coming off of this. You have Secretary Duncan. He's doing the best he can to keep it on track. At what point does this get enough momentum where we actually talk about correcting it or flat out repealing it?
Well, it's one of the things that I pushed that if I become the governor, I would repeal it because I understand what the teachers are saying. They're getting very frustrated with what's happening. A lot of their time is being taken away to do the testing and do the other things that are going on. School boards are being frustrated because they're being required to put money into this aspect of education, which really has nothing to do with education in the long run. And it's much like what the present administration's done when it comes to health care. It's like what they've done with the rain tax. All these types of issues have been shoved in on people, and the people of Maryland all the people of Maryland are getting fed up with these things. And if you're going to do something like this, the best way to do it is through a pilot program. Let's see if it works. Let's see if something is the best way to do it instead of dumping it all on everybody and going, okay, we got the headline that we needed. Now we can move forward. You don't need to be a rock star. And the monopoly down there in Annapolis, I think some of them, like you say, in the Senate and eventually in the House are going to say, you know, we do need to really look at this and take this off the table and not do it this way anymore.